Please stand and let us sing together, O God beyond all praising. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. I just want to say, Peg Hattleston, hope you feel better soon, and thanks to Vicki for pinch hitting. Where is Connie about Abundant Table? Yeah, there she is. She's just raised her hand because she's going to ask you to sign up to volunteer for Abundant Table this Wednesday. Thanks, Connie. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do.
Turn us again to you, and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Direct us, O Lord,
in all our doings with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you.
Our first lesson this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done?" says the Lord. "Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on it. And at another moment, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil away and amend your ways and your doings." Here ends the first reading. The second reading is from Philemon, verses 1 through 21. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I remembered you in my prayers, I always thank my God because I hear your love for all the saints and your faith toward the Lord Jesus. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective when you perceive all the good that we may do for Christ. I have indeed received much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother. For this reason, though, I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do your duty. Yet I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love, and I, Paul, do this as an old man, and now also as a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I am appealing to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, that is my own heart, back to you. I wanted to keep him with me so that he might be of service to me in your place during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your good deed might be voluntary and not something forced. Perhaps this is the reason he was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother. Especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has wronged you in any way, or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it. I say nothing about you owing me, even your own self. Yes, brother, let me have this benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I am writing to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. Here is the readings. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can be my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. The Gospel of the Lord, we say,
praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. And I'm going to ask Brad to leave the lights on. And if you have a writing implement, I'm going to invite you to use it in just a minute. Today is the last Sunday for use of these pesky yellow cards in your bulletin for our summer preaching participation. So happy Labor Day, right? So Dan and I did get to have a vacation this past week. We went on a moose hunt up at the North Shore. And so I have a series of jokes to shame him with. We did not find any moose. Even though they have huge antlers, they really desire to remain anonymous. Sorry, it's just that puns amuse me. Dan, if I go to all this trouble to find these terrible jokes for you, you know it must be love. Okay. That's all. This is a sermon about radical surrender in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There is nothing Jesus loves more than mucking around with us as one of us. For a person whose mission was to die for the sins of the whole world, Jesus sure did alienate a lot of people right there in his own neighborhood. Let's look at this Gospel of Luke. And this is a little homework for you. When I open up a regular old, you know, Zondervan Bible, the subtitle for this passage here has the words, "The Cost of Being a Disciple." So you've probably read this passage in Bible study, right? You know, take up your cross and carry me. That's the price you pay for being a disciple. All right, so many editors have included this in their publications. Okay. But I think if I'm really honest with myself, I would title it "How to Lose Friends and Influence People to Want to Crucify You." A large crowd is traveling with him, and this is how Jesus thins it out. He dishonors the family unit. Unless you hate one another, you cannot be my disciple. He exalts capital punishment. Carry the cross. He exalts making peace with oppression. Count the cost of going to war against your opponent, and if you can't pay it, then find a peace you can pay for. And lastly, sell all your possessions. Okay. Had there been a passage that wasn't included in Scripture where Jesus had simply politely asked people to quit following him and that didn't work? How can the crowds still be large after counting this cost? And then after chapter 14, Jesus will spend four more chapters telling parables that make powerful authorities feel alienated and hostile. In chapter 19, he'll visit Jericho, convert a rich tax collector, which annoys a lot of people, and then arrive in Jerusalem on the heels of another inflammatory parable, where he's going to drive out all the money changers from the temple who are there so that people can make their sacrifices and fulfill the law. Still, the crowds follow. All of those parables somehow have a way of kind of grabbing your heart and saying, you are as helpless as you are loved. Well, because we are in polite company here in church, I'm going to go ahead and go with the cost of discipleship subtitle, and I won't worry about how to lose friends and lose and have influence that leads you to the cross of Calvary. And I want to talk about the phrase, carry the cross and follow me. And I'm curious if anyone else here was raised up with a Sunday school curriculum that gave you an exercise to discover what your cross is. Anybody remember filling out any, you know, it was just like a self-reflection on what my vices or my sins are, what I could do better, some things I might be better off giving up. You know what I'm talking about. Just probably in Lent, something. I'm guessing you've done something like that, right? I know that I've done a reflection on what it might have been like to be Simon of Cyrene. Remember Simon of Cyrene? He's coming along in a few more chapters. And Jesus keeps falling under the weight of his cross when he is being brought from his mock trial to the site of the execution. Remember how many times he falls? Anybody remember? Three times. Okay. And Simon of Cyrene just happens to be having arrived from the country. That's all we know about him, right? There are plenty of historical guesses on exactly who he is. He just happens to walk up at a time when somebody says, hey, you know what? You got to carry this guy's cross for him. Remember, Jesus has already been flogged, beaten, spit upon, humiliated. If Jesus cannot even carry his own cross, my question is, how can I, though? So while I respect that we want to do these self-reflections on these important curriculum that our national denominations produce, I think those are important, I'd like to offer you something different today. So it's the yellow card. And there's some pencils, if anybody needs a pencil. I don't know where Brad went. Okay, but you have this blank side. And I'd like to lead you in a little memory exercise. Just something different. In thinking about costs, can you remember what you ate for breakfast this morning? Let's start with something simple. Maybe you didn't even eat breakfast. Okay. All right, here's one I think everybody can remember. Your mom's name. You better remember your mom's name. All right, now, Can you name something that feels heavy to you? Let's see, what feels heavy? Oh, that's pretty heavy. When was the last time you fell? When was the last time you fell? Teresa, what do you want to share? Right behind you, Brad. If you raise your hand, I bet he'll give you one. Thanks, Teresa. So you know I'm thinking about that cross when I want to reflect on something that feels heavy, or a time that I can recall when I've fallen. Teresa? Oh, yeah. Guilt is heavy. And I'm going to let you define fall any way you want to. So yes, when the floor is slippery, I fell. All right, name the last time you felt stuck. When was the last time you felt stuck? Maybe by a needle. Maybe in the mud. Or maybe just in a habit you really, really like, or a habit you wish you could really, really unstick from. Every morning I wipe down the honey jar, and every morning it's still sticky. How? And then finally, what is one thing that you just cannot imagine picking up? What is one thing you just cannot imagine picking up, lifting up, raising up? All right, anyone else want to share? But see how I tricked you when I said, name something you cannot imagine lifting up? But if you could write it down, you did just imagine it. Yeah. Just put it on the nose. Counting the cost of the uncountable, that the forgiveness of the sins of the world could possibly have a price tag attached to it. It's an exercise that simply brings me straight to the prayers, although we have a minute before we go there. Jesus died once for all, the living and the dead, in a way that makes it impossible for us to either earn or unearn God's love. I can lift up my cross all day long, but that doesn't change what happened on Calvary. It just makes me honest company on the journey. To imagine that there is no place better, that Jesus would rather be than mucking around with us, is unimaginable. The cost of discipleship has been paid not by me, my self-reflection, and my good deeds. They can't be impeded by my bad deeds. No. That cost has been paid by the only person who possessed something that God wanted most, his own life, our Lord Jesus. To him be the glory. Amen. Let us stand and sing together, Lord Jesus, you shall be my song. Our faith in God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As scattered grains of wheat are gathered together into one bread, so let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. For all those serving in the military of our nation and for our enemies, for those who served in our armed forces, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Kiana, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of justice, we pray for all workers that they would receive fair compensation and treatment in their labor. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all those affected by natural disasters, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we pray for children as they begin the new school year. Bless them with the joy of learning and grant their teachers wisdom and patience. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with Chase Marble, George Beck, Tom Crass, those on our prayer list, and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb and Marlis, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Remembering all victims and perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the men and ministries planted here, including Abundant Table. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace,
hear our prayer. In thanksgiving for the life of Gary Maytag, in whose honor the flowers are given to the glory of God, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Gathered together in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while our ushers pass the offering plates. If you like to give your offering to Christ, well, now's the time to do it. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Take away.
Please stand and let us pray together. Life-giving God, through this meal, you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated for a temple talk.
Dave Meyer and the call committee asked if I would make just a brief comment this morning. He is out of town and wasn't able to be here. Just wanted to let you know that things have not stopped. They slowed down a lot in the summer. We didn't get any names submitted by the Synod, but Dave told me last week that three more names had come in to be looked at by the call committee. Things go very slowly. We just had to be very patient. They're working very hard at it. The Synod is working very hard at looking for possible candidates. And just to let you know that the process now is kind of gearing up again. I guess during the summer, there's not, like in many things, in church and school and everything else, things just kind of stop altogether. But now with the fall coming, we're looking very forward to maybe having more possibilities and more names being submitted to us. But the names have been submitted now, and the call committee now is looking at those names. Thank you.
Please stand again. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
in peace. Share the good news.